Rabe, pensión, san.
The Malachim went down to Sodom to save Lot and his family. Lot and his family were warned they will only be saved al tabit acharecha, don't look behind you. Al tabit acharecha, don't look back at Sodom. Rashi says, why was Lot warned not to look back at Sodom? Rashi says because the atzola of Lot was b'schus of Avram. Someone who's nitzel b'schus acherim doesn't have a right to see in the peronis of the others who are suffering. And therefore, Ishto Shaloit, who she did turn around, shteit in Pasuk, Batihi Nitziv Melach. She turned famously into a pillar of salt. The Gemara says in Brochus, Daftan Dala Domadal, very interesting to Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon, Haroya Mavuris Ayam Umavuris Ayardin. Somebody who sees the place where the Eden crossed over the Yamsuf, or the place where the Eden crossed over the Yardin, then he makes a bracha. Borsha also nisim laviseinu. A whole list of all different nisim that the Eibishter made for the Eden. The Evan Shebikish Lizrik Oig Melech Haboshen Al Yisrael. Similarly, if someone sees that stone that Oig wanted to throw on the Eden, in the middle of that list, state the Ishtoi Shaloit. Someone who sees Ishtoi Shaloit, Tzorich Sheyitein Hoida Ushvach Lifnei Amokim. Somebody who sees the Netziv HaMelech of Lot, Tzorich Sheyitein Hoida Ushvach Lifnei Amokim. Just antazach. On the base, the Gemara says as well, V'ishtoi Shaloit, Shenema, V'atabit Ishtoi Me'achro, V'atihi Netziv Melech. For the Gemara, Bishloim Kulu Nisa, Bishloim all the others which are listed over there, that one has to say, Shvach V'yidah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if one sees the place of Kriyas Yamsuf, one sees the place of where the Eden went over the Yarden, one sees that stone that Oig Melech HaBoshan wanted to throw on the Eden, Tzorich Sheyitein Shvach V'yidah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Someone who sees Ishtoi Shaloit, why does he have to give Shvach V'yidah HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Bishloim Kulu Nisa, Ela Ishtoi Shaloit Puronosuhu, is Puronis. Da'oma, the empty Gemara, Da'oma Baruch Dain HaEmes. When he sees Netziv HaMelech Shaloit, he say, Baruch Dain HaEmes, on Ishtoi Shaloit. The Mepharshim are all very niskasha, they're all very bothered by this Gemara. When you see a keva of Epes, a galachta, you're going to say Baruch Dain HaEmes. So why when you see the Netziv Melech of Ishtoi Shaloit, does one say Baruch Dain HaEmes? So the Mishnah Berurah explains that Lot was nitzel b'schus shel Avram. Avram's schus was matzel Lot. It was matzel Lot, but it wasn't matzel Ishtoi Shaloit, because she looked behind. He says, we see from here how strong the din is. Even though they had the schus of the Lot, the schus of Avram to protect them, Lot and his wife had the schus of Avram to protect them, nevertheless, it didn't stand when she turned around and looked. So we see from here the tkifus of the din. That even when there is a schus of a tzaddik, but the midas adin can't be, the midas adin is still in place if the person doesn't keep to all the directions that he's given. Zot the Gemara vaitel ishti shalnoi pronosu the oma baruch dayan emes. Right, the Gemara voido shvach ketoni. But how does that fit into this price? Because the Gemara says that if someone sees ishti shaloit, he gives hoido shvach. It doesn't say that. This Bryce is not telling us where we say Dayan or MS. This Bryce is telling us where we say Hoda or Shvach. Zot the Gemara, Tony, al Lot, val Ishtoi, Mevorchim Shtayim. One sees Lot and Ishtoi, we make two different brachas. Al Ishtoi, if you see the Tziv Melach of Lot, the pillar of salt, you say Baruch Dayan or MS. Val Lot, if one sees Lot, Oime, Baruch Zoiche Esat Tzadikim. One says, Baruch, blessed is the one who remembers the tzaddikim. Zot Rashi, zoicher es tzaddikim, shezochar es Avram. Someone who sees Lot, says the Gemara, one says a bracha, Baruch, zoicher es tzaddikim. What does it mean one sees Lot? What does it mean one sees Lot? He's long dead. Sedam achlekes harishayim. Andrew Rishayim say it means, horeh, kivre shaloit. We haven't yet discovered it. Maybe you'll go now to Israel, you'll find a tzettel on the gas. They'll have free transportation to Kivrei Shaloit somewhere in the Palestinian Authority. I don't know, they haven't yet discovered Kivrei Shaloit. So, hooray, Kivrei Shaloit, Oime Baruch Zeicha Tzadikim. Whereas others say, the Rosh says that when one sees the Netziv Melach of Ishtoi Shaloit, when one sees the pillar of salt, then that reminds one that Ishtoi Shaloit, she wasn't saved. However, Loit was. So therefore one says on Ishtu Shaloit Baruch Dayan Emes, and on remembering the chesed which the Ribbono Shel Olam did to Loit, Bizchusei Shel Avram, one says Baruch Zeiche Es HaTzadikim. Now the Rambam doesn't bring this whole Gemara. The Rambam doesn't bring not the bracha on Ishtu Shaloit of Dayan Emes, and not the bracha on Loit, Baruch Zeiche Es HaTzadikim. Says Reb David Luria in his Agoyis on the Pirkei de Reb Leizer, he says the reason why the Rambam doesn't bring it is because the Netziv Melech no longer exists. Netziv Melech no longer exists. He says why? Because there was an earthquake over there in that area, and everything which did exist there was totally destroyed. He says furthermore, he brings from historians that there are ruins of buildings inside the Yam HaMelech. He says those ruins aren't from Sodom like others claimed, because Sodom was totally destroyed. That's not from Sodom. Those ruins are from other places, which when there was an earthquake, then the Yam HaMelech flooded and covered other areas where it wasn't before. And that's what those ruins are from. The Netziv HaMelech Zokdeh no longer exists. However, the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch do bring this bracha. Haroya Ishtoi Shaloit, Varoya Netziv Melech Shaloit. So they seem to be holding that the Netziv Melech is, yes, it is around. It is around today. So the Braisa said that Haroya Ishtoi Shaloit Tzorech Losei Shvach Vahidoya LaKodesh Baruch Hu. What in actual fact means is that Ishtoi Shaloit, one doesn't give Shvach Vahidoya, one says Baruch Dayan Emes. But on Loit, either meaning Kivrei Shaloit, or seeing the Netziv Melech of Ishtoi Shaloit, which reminds us of the Nes which HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to Loit, then one says the Bracha of Baruch Zeiches HaTzadikim. However, in the Yalkut Shemoni in Esther, it seems to say Nishta Zoi. It says Azoi. V'chein k'shenefchu Stoim v'amoira. When the Ribbono Shel Olam punished Stoim v'amoira, k'siv, v'tabek Ishtoi me'achrov, v'atihi Netziv Melech. Says the Yalkut, V'ad achshav yoimedes Netziv Melech. Till today, the Netziv Melech is still there. Lomo? Why? Why is it so important that Netziv Melech is there? Zeicha osa nifloisov, shiyu hadoiris merananin, shvochoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In order that the doiris should see the Netziv Melech and be meranin and sing shvach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's seemingly the Yalkut is holding like the Havamin of the previous Giris in the Braisa, like the Prashtus of the Braisa, which says that when one sees the Netziv Melech of Loit, of Ishtoi Shaloit, one gives Shvach Vahidah to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why should one give Shvach Vahidah to Kodesh Baruch Hu when one sees the Netziv Melech of Ishtoi Shaloit? What's going on over here? So for that we have to understand Ishtoi Shaloit, she turned into a pillar of salt. V'tabit Ishtoi me'achrov v'tihi Netziv Melech. What was her chet? And why was she nenash with becoming a Netziv Melech? So Rashi says, like we said before, that the reason why Ishtoi Shel Melech was punished because she looked behind. What was the problem with looking behind? Because Ishtoi Shaloit doesn't have a zchus to be nitzel from the peronois of Anshei Sodom. She doesn't have a zchus to be saved from the punishment of Sodom, unless she's not looking. If she looks, then she'll be included in the Puranos of Anshei Sodom. The Trumas Hadeshin says that the Puranos of Ishtoi Shaloit essentially was, she was one of the Anshei Sodom. No, she could have been Nitzel had she not looked back. She looked back and therefore she was a Nitzel and she was punished like all the other Anshei Sodom.
Why looking back is
the looking back loses, she loses her Hatzolah. Because she doesn't have a zchus to see their peronis. To see their peronis, one has to have a, to be able to see the peronis of the Rishoyim, one has to be nitzel b'zchus atzmai. Nitzel b'zchus achirim doesn't have a zchus, doesn't have a zchus to see it. However, the Ramban brings from Pirkei de Reb Leizer, a very interesting tzach, that the reason why when Eishes Loit looked me'achirav, when she looked behind her, she died and she turned into Tzev Melech, has a whole different reason. He says that when the Ribbono Shel Olam came to punish Sodom v'Amora, the Shechina came down and was Oymed ben Shemayim l'Oretz. And when Ishtoi Shaloit turned around, the reason why she was punished is because she was mistakel b'Shechina. And that's why she was punished. So we have a machlokes. Rashi says the reason why Ishtoi Shaloit was punished is because essentially she was one of the Anshei Sodom. Now she had a Hatzolah. But that Hatzolah is only in place if you keep all the rules. And one of the rules are you can't look. And if you look, you're included in Anshei Sodom. However, the Ramban says, B'Shem the Pirkei de Reb Leizer, a whole different shot. The reason why Ishtoi Shaloit was punished was because she looked at the Shechina. the Shechina came down to give Peronis to Sodom, and she looked at the Shechina, and therefore she was punished. What's the Nafkimina? The Meridik Nafkimina between these two Pshatim. The Mishnah says in Perik Chelek in Sanhedrin, Eilu she'ein lehem chelek lo'olam haba. There are those who don't have a chelek lo'olam haba. Anshei Dorei HaMabul, Anshei Dorei HaFloga, but Anshei Sodom don't have a chelek lo'olam haba. There's machlokes is over there in the Mishnah if Anshei Sodom have Tchiyas HaMeisim. Machlokes between Rabbi Nechemia and the Chachomim if Anshei Sodom have Tchiyas HaMeisim. Anshei Sodom ein lehem chelek lo'olam haba. Now, Rabbi say, we can clear a shaila. What's the din in Ishtei Shaloit? Does she have a chelek lo'olam haba or not? So, Lechayr is totally on the machlokes between Rashi and the Ramban. According to Rashi, that really, Ishtei Shaloit, she was no better than anyone else in Sodom. Right, we know the famous Maisa that she went to get salt because she wanted to be mefarsim that Lot had visitors and get him into trouble. So really, she was one of the Anshei Sodom, and she should have died in Sodom. Novos, she had Atzala, she was saved with Chusay Shel Avram. She looked back. Now she's part of Anshei Sodom. She's part of Anshei Sodom. Ein lo chelek lo'olam haba. However, according to the Ramban, it comes out that no, she was saved from Sodom. That which she died for looking back was because she was mistakelas b'shchina. So therefore, the chayra, yesh lo chayrik lo ilam haba. Very interesting, I saw that the Targum Yushalmi says that the Netziv Melach of Eishes Loit shall remain in the Netziv Melach until Tchiyas HaMeisim. The Targum Yushalmi on this pasuk shall remain a Netziv Melach until Tchiyas HaMeisim. So now, if we assume, like Reb Nechemia, who says that Anshei Sodom don't have Tchiyas HaMeisim, then we have a raya from the Targum Yushalmi that the Einosh of Eishes Loit was not because she becomes one of Anshei Sodom. No, she was saved from Sodom. The reason why she was punished is because she looked at the Shechina. It's very interesting to Zach. This Pirkei Reb Eliezer, who says that she was punished because she looked around and she looked at the Shechina, has a big halachic ramifications. Because the Pirkei Reb Eliezer says like this. It says that the Ishtei Shaloit turned into a Netziv Melach. And it says every day, Izim, goats come and they lick up the Netziv Melach until there's nothing left, from the ankles and above. Seems actually that the Netziv Melach was actually in the shape of her guf, the shape of her body. So it says that they lick up the Melach until the etzbois raglaim, and every day it comes and grows again from the ground. And the Pirkei Reb Eliezer says the lashon of netziv is sometimes used for tzmicha. It's lashon of tzmicha as well. So it grows back up, the netziv melach grows back up. So what nafkimina does this have la halacha? The Rosh and Brachos, Perik Vov, Simon Lamed Hei, brings the interesting Rabbeinu Yoina, who discusses eating something called musk. Musk it comes from congealed blood of a certain animal. I think a camel. I think he means it's a camel. He says an animal which has got a chetoterus begabo. It's got some sort of hump on its back, and it has some blood which congeals, and that blood then it changes texture and it changes color. And it develops into something which is really delicious. And the shail is, are you allowed to eat it? It's blood from a chayat tamei. Is one allowed to eat it? Sorry? Is it perfume? He's talking about eating it. Seems to be, try eating it. It might be better. So the Rosh brings from his Rebbe, Rabbi Yonah, that one is allowed to eat it. And why is that? Afal pi, says Rabbeinu Yoina, shemitchila hayo dam. Even though it was dam, lo yichashinon lahochi. We don't worry about that. The bosa hashdoz linon. We go after what is now. Now it's changed texture. It's changed its color. It looks nothing like dam. Chayon, therefore it's mutar b'achila. And he brings a raya. Sharei hadvash, honey. Im nofal boichaticha shel isa. If a piece of issa falls inside it, a tray for a piece of meat falls inside dvash. Even if that piece of meat will get nimoyach, dissolved into the honey. Kivin sheterech hadvash lehachzir hadova hanoifel lesoich hadvash, because the nature of honey is that anything which falls into honey, it in itself will turn into honey. K'moy dvash tainin alei, therefore has a din of dvash. Umuta means even though if someone has a trefa piece of meat falls into any other meichel, and it dissolves into the meichel, and it dissolves into that food, we say the chetichah shel isa has dissolved, and it still remains, it's there, but it's dissolved. However, if it falls into dvash, the nature of dvash is that it actually changes the chetichah, that piece of meat, trefa piece of meat which falls inside it, it changes it and makes it into dvash. And therefore, k'moy dvash tanin alei umuta. Hachinami says Rabbeinu Yoina, the very same thing over here with this musk. Even though it began as dam, kim di yotza mitoy as dam, because now it's not dam anymore. It doesn't look like dam. It doesn't taste like dam. Basa hashta ozlino. We go basa hashta. We go basa what it looks today. But afal pi shenoyz and tam neshvach betavshil. Even though it's delicious and it's noyz and tam neshvach, nevertheless one is allowed to eat it. Says the Rosh v'nira. So it means Rabbeinu Yoina says musk is muta. And he's right that musk is muta is because something which falls into honey, which turns into honey, is also muta. Says the Rosh, v'nira, toho afilu ra'ayosoi tzricha ra'aya. The ra'aya which Rabbeinu Yoina brings to support the heta of musk is from something which falls into dvash. So he says, I'm not very sure about that either. You have a chaticha shel isa which falls into dvash. So let's accept the fact that it turns into dvash. But don't forget, it did come from a trefa piece of meat. Maybe we should go basa meikara. Rabbeinu Yoina says, no, we don't go basa meikara, we go basa hashta. So he says, v'nir daha afilu rayosi tzricha raya. Now, some achronim want to come along and say that Rabbeinu Yoina has a meridik raya from the Gemara in Nida. The Gemara in Nida says, brings a gimel shayla is sheshalu anshei Alexandria l'Rabbi Yeshua. And the Gemara says, all those three shaylas which they asked were divrei burus, were amaratzis. One of the shaylas were, Netziv Melach, the Netziv Melach of Eishes Loit, Mao shetetami tumas meis. Does the Netziv Melach of Loit have Tumas Meis? Says the Gemara, it's Burus, it's Amaratzis. Why? Meis Metame, ve'ein Netziv Melach Metame. A Meis is Metame, whereas a Netziv Melach is not Metame. Now, Ishtoi Shaloit, she died, and she turned into Netziv Melach, right? Now, if one assumes that one goes Bosa Meikara, so she died, and she turned into Netziv Melach, so surely, she should still remain with the dinim of a Meis. Oh, but no, we see, no, we about she changed into a Netziv Melach, we go Basa Hashta, and we consider her like Melach, not like a Meis. Zogun Nachreinim, I bezoi, tos amurdik a raya to Rabbeinu Yoina. The Rosh says, afidu rayos et zvich a raya, that the raya of Rabbeinu Yoina needs a raya. So if we have this musk, which is dam gomel, or dam of some chaya, which then changes and matures into something else, says Rabbeinu Yoina, one is allowed to eat it. Because Basa Hashta is dinon. So we see Mefurish in the Gemara that Basa Hashta Zion, because Ishto Ishaloit, she died and she turned into Netziv Melach, and the Gemara says she's not Matama Tumas Meis. And the Gemara says it's Amaratzis even. To ask the Shaila was even Amaratzis. Well, surely if you go Basa Meikara, she should be Matama Tumas Meis.
You said it regrows every day.
Oh, so Zot Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Nains Nishkin Raya. Does not, because it's about the Pirkei Blazer says that every day the Izim come. And they eat up the Netziv Melach, and then it's Choyz V'Matzmiach every day. So that's why the Netziv Melach is not Matami Tumas Meis. Because every day it regrows. So this is not Bechlal, the goof of Eishes Loit. What we're seeing, the Netziv Melach, which we see every day, is a Naya Tzmicha, a Naya growth of a Naya Netziv Melach. Ibrazoi, Sinishkin Raya, to Rabbeinu Yoina. That's what the Achronim said. Sorry? Yeah, the feet will be metame. Yeah. Said the feet will be metame taker. So al kaponim, we have a machlokes between Rashi and the Ramban. If ish, oh, they're not metame be oil, but they're metame be magav masa. So we have a machlokes between Rashi and the Ramban. What the oynash of Eishes Loit for looking behind was? Was she nanash because now she became one of the anshei sedoim, and therefore we assume, according to Rashi, she'll be Eino Chayik Loilam Abba, and therefore she will not have to Chayis Meisim either, according to Rabbi Nechemia. Whereas, according to the Ramban, who says that Ishti Shaloit was Nenash, because she looked back and she looked back at the Shechina, so therefore she was actually Nitzel, she was saved from Stoim. But she died for a different Avera. She died because she looked behind and she saw the Shekhinah. And therefore, she's not one of the Anshei Sedoim. And therefore, she would have a Chayit Loilim Abba, and she would have Tchiyas HaMeisim. As L'Chayra, Lefi, the Shit of the Ramban, we can explain the Yalkut. The Yalkut says, one sees Ishtar Shaloit, yeah, one gives Shvach Voidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara asks, what do you mean Shvach Voidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu when one sees Ishtar Shaloit? That's a Peronis, right? We should say Dayan HaEmes. And the Gemara says, yeah, you do say Dayan HaEmes. One only says Shvach Voidot when one sees Loit. Or when one remembers about Loit, but when one sees Ishtar Shaloit, one doesn't give Shvach Voidot. Other Rabbi, one says Baruch Dayan HaEmes, one is Matzik the Din. So the Teretz says, according to the Ramban, it comes out, Ishtar Shaloit was actually saved from Sedoim. She was saved with Chusay Shal Avram, and that Hatzalah remained in place. So much so that she's Yesh Lachelet Loitim Abba, and she has Tchias HaMeisim. She did another Avera at the same time. She looked around, and she looked at the Shekhinah, and therefore, on her own negligence, she lost her life, not because she was one of the Anshei Sedoim, but because she looked at the Shekhinah. Therefore, the Hatzalah which she had, Bizchus Shel Avram, remained in Ishtar Shaloit. She was saved from Sedoim, Bizchus Avram. Had she not been saved from Sedoim, Bizchus Avram, she wouldn't have Chelik Loilim Abba, and she wouldn't have Tchias HaMeisim. So when one sees the Netziv Melech Shaloit, says the Yalkut, one gives Shvach Voidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like when one sees Loit, one says the Bracha of Zoicha HaTzadikim, because Loit was saved from Sedoim, Ishtar Shaloit in the same way was also saved from Sedoim. Because the fact that she died when she looked around, wasn't because she now remained one of the Anshei Sedoim, she got punished from the Anshei Sedoim. She was saved from Sedoim, so much so that she's got Chelik Loilim Abba. She's different from the Anshei Sedoim. She looked at the Shekhinah, and therefore she died. She did a different Avera. And therefore, if one sees the Netziv Melech Shaloit, the Netziv Melech of Eishes Loit, that's exactly the same as seeing Kivrei Shaloit. Just like when one sees Kivrei Shaloit, one says Zeicha Tzadikim. When one sees the Netziv Melech Shaloit, one also says Zeicha Tzadikim. Because Ishtar Shaloit was saved from Sedoim, Bizchusa Shel Avram as well. And therefore, there's place to give Shvach Voidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu on saving Ishtar Shaloit as well, because she was also saved from Sedoim. But why the bracha is Zoicha Tzadikim? The bracha is Zoicha Tzadikim, which reminds us of the Atzala from Sedoim. I saw a very interesting maisa. There was a Adam Godel in Eretz Yisrael whose daughter suffered from asthma, and when she had a very severe case, it was sakonas nefashos whenever she got an attack. And usually the family were very careful to make sure that she had an inhaler close by in order to be able to take it, because she could get them from 1 minute to the next. And a tragedy happened one day that she got an attack and they couldn't find the inhaler quick enough. And she was nifta. And obviously the family felt mamash terrible about it. They felt mamash kefalach about it. So Rabbi Galinsky says that he came into the Shiva and he told them the following. He told them that he heard from Rabbi Moshe Rosenstein, who was the Mashkiach of Grodno Yeshiva. He said like this: a man shtaf machen ishtadlis. A person has to do ishtadlis, he can't say, oh, I'm going to bed and the Akshbok will do everything for me. If you beteach, and the person truly has bitachon, he's allowed to do that. But if one is not up to that level, then it's not bitachon, it's poshut atzlus, it's laziness, and one is not allowed to do that. One has to do ishtadlus. But he said, that's all regarding the future. But regarding the past, when something has happened, then when once something has happened, one's not allowed to look back behind and say, oh, if I would have done it differently, then things would have come out differently. That's wrong. Once it's happened, it's als ba'ashkocha. And therefore he told him, before the ma'isa, one had to do all the ishtadlus to make sure that the inhaler was there and it would have been wrong to do any different. However, now that it's happened, one looks back. One's not allowed to look back and say, oh, if we would have just done this, then she would still be amongst us. No, one's not allowed to look back and say that things couldn't have been different. If that's the way it played out, that's the way it had to be, and it couldn't have been different. And he says, it's marumas in the pasuk. He says, the Malach told Eishes Loit, Al tabit me'acharecha, don't look behind you. He said, Al tabit me'acharecha, Don't look behind you. One only is allowed to look towards the future. One is not allowed to look at the past. Whatever happened in the past is bashkocha. She lost her life, not because the inhaler wasn't around. She lost her life because Gzeiras Elyon. Al tabit me'acharecha, shtadlus is only regarding the future. Regarding the past, one has to be mekabel Gzeiras Shemayim. Thank you.